And this is member-supported 88.7 FM WBFO. Thank you very much for joining us today on Morning Edition. And in studio this morning, a very special guest, Dave Rosenthal, Senior Director of News and Public Affairs here at WNED WBFO. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hi, Jay.
Dave, we've been talking in the last few days about this upcoming community conversation. It's a Facebook Live event tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It's called Understanding the Refugee Process. This is all part of that immigration initiative that you're embarking upon called Making Buffalo Home. Give us some more details about tomorrow's community conversation.
Yeah, this show will be focused on refugees and sort of understanding the refugee process, how you become a refugee. It's a very specific legal status. Refugees are, all of them are immigrants, but not all immigrants by any means are refugees. It's a very specific legal category, and it follows United States law and UN recommendations as well.
Most certainly a lot of the West Side has had this immigration explosion of sorts in the last decade. But a big part of that is or are refugees, correct?
Exactly. If you, you know, talk to folks who have been around the West Side for years, years ago there were boarded up homes all across the West Side. And now it's a very vibrant community, and the stores up and down Grant Street are very vibrant, filled with a lot of, as you mentioned, a lot of refugee families who have started businesses or are customers for these businesses. So it's a really robust international community over there now. If you look at the numbers, through about 2008 to 2016, there are about 1,000 to 2,000 refugees per year coming to Western New York. And now the numbers have dropped significantly. So that's one of the things we're going to explore, is why the change and what does that mean for Buffalo?
When it comes to the refugee population here, again, to kind of narrow it down a little bit, and do you have specific numbers from where some of these people originate?
Sure. Over the last 15 years or so, the largest chunk of them, of refugees have come from Burma.
Okay.
It's about 5,000 folks in Western New York, most of them, again, in the city of Buffalo, but that's a regional number. After that, Somalia, and then you have Bhutan, Iraq, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So those are the top five.
And again, the conversation is called Understanding the Refugee Process. This is part of an immigration initiative. It's called Making Buffalo Home. Is there more that you can tell us about the initiative?
WNED is trying to tell the story and create more awareness about immigration and refugee status. And it's important for Buffalo because this is a city built by immigrants. You know, we had Irish immigrants, Italian. Lots of other folks come from various countries, Poland, and that's what made Buffalo a strong city. So now this is sort of the latest wave of immigration, and we want to tell folks about what's similar to the earlier immigrants, how it's different from the earlier immigrants. So there are a lot of really interesting stories out there to tell.
Well, most certainly looking forward to it. Now, this is going to be a Facebook Live event. It is tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 o'clock. If you can't see it while it's live, there's other opportunities to view it as well, right?
Yeah, it'll be archived on Facebook, so you can go back and listen to it at any time. And again, we want folks to send us their comments and questions, and they can do that through the WNED Facebook page, or they can do it via email on fblive@wned.org.
And the man that you're going to be contacting with that, Dave Rosenthal, Senior Director of News and Public Affairs for WNED WBFO. Dave, thanks for getting up so bright and early and joining us here on a Monday morning.
Thank you, Jay.